Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, March 2nd, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine, and we prepare this message very early because Brooksine has to go out. And it's our joy to share a word of encouragement with you today, using an example from someone we met in life. Today's message is titled, Diligent in Business. And the scripture text is from 2 Chronicles 31, verse 21.
This is what Hezekiah did throughout Judah, doing what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God. In everything that he undertook in the service of God's temple and in obedience to the law and the commands, he sought his God and worked wholeheartedly. And so he prospered.
We meet a lot of interesting people in the course of our work. We look for evidence of faith and values whenever we step into an office or workspace, which often gives us an opportunity to enter into a spiritual discussion. It might be a Bible purposefully placed on the desk, art on the wall, or family photos. For a number of years, I visited the office of an older man, and I'm blessed by the plaque on his shelf. It simply states, Diligent in Business, Serving the Lord. Over time, I learned more about Harper Hall, and this plaque expresses the outlook of a man who for many years has lived his faith. I visited with Harper yesterday and asked his permission to share a story about him. He looked up at me and smiled and said, Well, I suppose that would be okay. I asked him his age and he said, I'll be 86 tomorrow. Now that's today as I prepare the message. He really is a remarkable man. Last year, his wife of 63 years went home to be with the Lord. What a blessing to personally meet his children at the funeral, who are now spread all over the country.
For many years, Harper was the owner of a large company that made boats here in Lancaster. He has a degree in naval architecture and marine engineering. Well, it's the first time we'd heard of that field. He began using a computer back in 1957 and now does accounting work for a group of companies, still working full time. Harper accepted the Lord in 1949 and has lived his life for the Lord ever since. He not only displays the plaque, Diligent in Business, Serving the Lord, but he also puts these words into practice.
Well, business people often get a bad rap, but there are many, many business people like Harper who serve the Lord faithfully and are diligent in business. William Crumbleham was an English businessman who lived over 100 years ago and owned a large foundry. He was a devout believer and earnestly practiced his faith. One of his favorite sayings was, quote, To be diligent in business is quite compatible with a life of active Christian service, end quote. On his tombstone are written these words, Fervent in spirit, diligent in business, serving the Lord.
Today we encourage podcast listeners in regard to the business part of life. We may see work as a necessary evil, but God has ordained it. The daily text is actually a summary of the life of King Hezekiah, but we believe it's a powerful model for all of us. For the purposes of today's message, we especially note the two words, worked wholeheartedly,
which describe Hezekiah's life. Well, for the sake of clarity and personal application, I want to paraphrase the daily verse slightly, so we may all see how it may serve as an example for our own lives, as well as an historical record regarding Hezekiah. I also want to use my own name, as this is truly what I aspire to. I encourage you to place your name in the text and make it your aspiration as one who, like Hezekiah and Harper, is diligent in business serving the Lord. Well, this is what I'd like to be said. Then my wife will pray. When a summary is made of my life, I would be very pleased to have this written about me. This is what Stephen Weber did, doing what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God. In everything he undertook in the service of God's ministry and in obedience to the law and the commands, he sought his God and worked wholeheartedly. And so he prospered.
Let's pray together. Father, our scripture today reminds us that doing our work diligently and honestly is pleasing in your sight. It also reminds us that we are to seek you wholeheartedly as we carry out our responsibilities, whether it is at work or in the family setting. May we be faithful in all that we do, so that you prosper us in our family relations, our place of employment, in our friendships, and in our financial endeavors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We are preparing this verse early, this message early today, because Brooksine has to go out, and I expect I'll have some more work to do on the written part of the message with photographs and so forth. But Brooksine put an additional note that I like right here. I believe it's a Chuck Swindoll quote, but I'm not certain. It states, "Reputation is what others think about you. Character is what God sees when no one else is looking." Boy, that is a good quote. Well, we are on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. This message is prepared Friday morning, the 2nd of March, but it will be up all weekend on the main web page, or if you're listening to the podcast after that, just go back to the message dated Friday, March 2nd. And we do have some additional notes and reflections we have regarding our ministry with this man named Harper. Also, a picture of Harper and the plaque I mentioned, and then a picture of Brooksine's favorite, probably, hobby in life, may I say, flower. And these are not hers, but I took a picture really up close of a primrose yesterday at a farmer's market. I believe it'll be a blessing to those of you, and like me, that like flowers. I don't have a song picked out yet, but typically for quite a while now, I've always tried to find a theme song that goes with the message, and I'll be working on that as well. And if there's one, it'll have a link to it from the website today or from today's post. Anything else you'd like to share, Brooksine? Nope, she's ready to get up. Our daughter has a pulmonary test today. Have a blessed, blessed day out there, and continue to stay faithful and be encouraged today.